13 lines from the bottom.
Yud Ches and the base. You have our Masech, the base is tricky.
By the way, we learned this. Okay, whatever.
The Shavit, everyone agrees. Shemashikin is Amayim B'chul Yichli Evin, right? So this is the Mishnah. This is a quote. This is a quote from the Mishnah.
Oh, no, you're right. We didn't learn that.
This is a quote from the Mishnah.
No.
Here we go. So the Mishnah says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to take water, the water that's Tom, and you're allowed to go put it into a Kli Evin and do Hashok, and it will kiss. It will make momentary contact
turn
with
the water tar, right?
Tar, right. And even you're going to be careful that you're not going to let it make too much contact, so because it's my meluchim, the water that's making contact right with the salty, dirty water, you don't want to be contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. My avol loy mat dilin. But then the Mishnah says, everyone agrees you're allowed to do hashoka, but you're not allowed to do tevila. What do those words mean? What's the tevila? Amar Shmuel ein mat dilin as a kli al gabi meim of letarei biyom tev. So he says what it means, you're not allowed to do the kli. In other words, you want to do a trick. You want to do a trick. I want to be tovel the kli. The kli is tame. So how will I be tovel the kli? I'm not going to be tovel the kli directly. I'm going to be tovel the water. And by be doing hashaka to the water, memela, I'm going to be tovel the kli. It's like the case of the dali, the bucket. You have a bucket that's tame, and you want to be metaher the bucket. So what was the kunst? The kunst was to use the bucket to draw water from the well. When you will lower the bucket into the well, the bucket, the male, will become tar. So here, same exact thing. I have a kli, and let's say the kli is tame, and I want to be metaher the kli. Now, the problem here is only a kli evan. So what it says originally is to be metaher the water. And then that's permitted to do, but you're not allowed to go and be mitar the kli. Now, first of all, over here it says you only can use a kli evin. The kli evin is anyway is not mekabel tuma. You have here the water. The water is tummy.
So an evin could never become tuma.
No, kli evin never becomes tummy.
That's the only material that can evin, become
tuma. Is it the only material? I don't know. I don't know the
answer. Acheres could become tuma, but
yes.
You have to
shvira. There's no way. There's no solution.
But I was
no
told that shvira and then reassembling, then that's good.
You can't reassemble acheres. You can reassemble metal. Metal you can reassemble. You can reassemble glass, but you can't reassemble acheres. Acheres is destroyed.
You mean technically you can't? Physically, you can reassemble?
No, cheres, no. Cheres is impossible. Once cheres is shattered, there's no way to reconstruct it.
Uh-huh.
That's a metzias. Okay, so over here, the movie here says, we wonder what is in my we look here the Rashi. Rashi, deeper muscles, four lines from against one of the Kli, Hatzach, Tzvila, Gabi, Hashok, Asmeh, Latare. Okay, that's the basic. Now, there's a little bit of redundancy here in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah over here says that you only can do Hashoka for the water if you put the water in a Kli Evan. A kli, so now when you want to be mitar the kli, but ain't mat, the building that's not kli. That's what it says in the Gemara. Go back to the two dots. V'shavin, shemashik nes amayim b'kli evin, v'chulu, and then the Mishnah concludes, but the Mishnah includes, ain't avoloi mat bilin, you're not allowed to be mat bilin. Now what does that mean? What do those words mean? The Mishnah makes two statements. And the statement number one is you're allowed to do hashaka to be metaher the mayim.
Yeah.
If you have water, you want to drink water that's tar, so you can do hashaka.
Yeah.
But you then the Mishnah can go, so we know what that means. We discussed that yesterday.
You can't put it in with a tummy wooden utensil.
You can't.
That's what Eimat Bilin means.
You can't put it in. You can't put the water.
Mm-hmm. Tummy water
into a wooden or a metal or a tummy metal utensil.
Yeah.
And thus, when you're going to be tovel, when you're going to immerse the wooden utensil or the metal utensil.
Rashi says, "But Gemara Mefarish ain't nice on the kli eitz tov."
Which Rashi are you reading from over here? The Rashi I have.
Second to the last line in the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, that's later on. I didn't get so far. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara first.
That's the past Mishnah.
Okay, the, you don't put in a wooden utensil. Okay, that was the past. Masha hoya kvar hoya. We're going now to your test. Yoim Toiv. Let's see Vaita.
Right. So it says you can only do it in a stone utensil.
Because stone is not mekabel tuma. So you're only coming to mitar the mayim. You're not making an attempt to be mitar the kli. Let's see
that's
the Gemara.
Like.
My avolay madbilin amr shmul in madbilin esakli al gabi meimav. Like this trick. Like we learned yesterday. Take a bucket. Let us say you have a bucket. The bucket is
what's tame. The problem with that madbilin? Is it because
we Tikkun Mana? So we learned yesterday in Rashi there are two things.
Right, but the Gemara doesn't mention a word about it.
The Gemara only mentions Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramis.
Correct.
And even though it only applies to Shabbos, it goes a Yomtif or to Shabbos. But Rashi began to mention it. We didn't see it in the Gemara. Rashi mentioned.
What's that? That's not Gzera Gzera. I think Rabbi Sirleman touched on it.
Oh, so we said so right. Toisus is the Kasha.
Why? Why is that Gzera?
Cool one gzeira
on Yom Tov for Shabbos.
Yeah, Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Which Shabbos itself is a gzeira.
Right. So
why is
when do you say the rule cool chod gzeira? This is a massive sugi.
When do you say one gzeira or two gzeiras? Right. Yeah.
So when do you say this? I don't know. This is a very complicated sugi. When
Toisus doesn't explain why it's chod gzeira.
No, not here. Sometimes it's kulucha l'gzer, one time it's gzer l'gzer. When do you say one one to the other? This is a big sugya. I do not know the answer. This is something
Rashi
for...
Rashi said on Yud Chesed and Aleph.
Yeah.
It's Chat Rashi. Umi gazrinan, mi achmer rabbanim kula hai b'hach takanta de tefilas kelem, l'migzer hetera unto visura gzer l'gzera.
Right.
And what was the word? Some say that by kelem you make an exception.
Oh, so you're saying that kelem is
what
different.
When did you say quoted from Gemara
Rashi? Rashi. It's going from Rashi. Rashi number Aleph. Rash number off.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter.
And Toisus in Amal says, the Lo have Xeru Xeru. The Yontif is Shabbos Achasi.
Oh, that's what Shlomo Rabinowitz. You see, Shlomo Rabinowitz, that's what I'm sure Lehman focused on. You see, you focus on the Rash and he focus on the Toisus. You must be descendants of the Bali, from the Bali, from Rashi.
I'm a descendant of Rashi.
And I'm sure Lehman, he didn't focus on the Rash, he focused on the Toisus. He's an Enikel of Toisus.
And since he's an Enikel of Rashi, I'm also an Enikel. I can't use
him in the Kaddishin.
I can't use Shlomo Rabinowitz. That's my Eidik Kaddishin.
Yeah? He's an Enikel of Shem Tov. He's an Enikel.
No, I'm not an Enikel of Shem Tov.
A whole different line.
I can assure you that. I'm not an Enikel. No, I know. I have my
Why? What's so bad?
No, it's not bad, but I have my Yichus.
The Gra?
No.
Not from the Gra?
I'm an Enikel of Rashi. Rashi from my Zayda.
I don't know how many generations back.
Rashi was a descendant of David HaMelech. Then the son of David. Yeah.
Shev Yehuda.
So I'm a descendant of Yehuda, so.
I'm also the son of, I can take my Yehudas back to Shlomo
Melech. They say that the Jews that settled in France and Germany were from Shev Ben Yamin, and the Jews that went to Spain were descendants of Shev Yehuda.
Really?
Doesn't stem,
right.
So, so my man Bilum, I'm a Shmuel. My man Bilum is a Kli.
What's that? Man, who does this come to these? Loi Rav, Loi Rabbanan.
Letare biyamtiv. That's
what we're saying.
Now, Mani, fact number, Mani Mastis. Who then is the author of the Mishnah? Loi Rav, Loi Rabbanan. The Tanya. Ein Man Bilum is a Kli. Al Gabi Meimav. Letare in Mashikin. We have a Kasha. This price
means Shmuel da Meira. Who is he following? Which one? Which Tana?
Who's right? Shmuel following who? Mani Mastis. Loi Rav, Loi Rabbanan. What do we mean? The Tanya, Ein Mad Bilin Esakli Al Gavi Meimav. You now be talking about the Meimav. Latara Vein Mashikin Es Mamayim Bechli Evan Latara and the Rebbe. Rebbe says that just like you're not allowed to do Atolos Kalim, you're not allowed to do Hashaka for the Mayim. He already says everything is also. That's not what it says in the Mishnah.
Where's this Mishnah? This is probably a Brisa. This is a Mishnah somewhere else.
Correct. Wherever it is, you're right. It's a Brisa. It's a Brisa.
It's a
Brisa. It's a Brisa. It's a very long way. Let's see. Let's go by it. That's Reb. Who says that? That's who says that. Even though the Reb, Chacham say, "Madvilin kliyal gabek meimav it's mutter letadai umashikin esamay magbechli."
He's mutter at all.
Everything is mutter. So man of shach, our Mishnah is mechalek between the mayim and the kli. Samani, I Rebbe, Kosha Hashaka, I Rabban, Kosha Hatbala. Because it's inconsistent, like both. That's the Mishnah disagrees. Iba Yisema, Rebbe, Iba Yisema, Rabbanon. We have two different opinions. Iba Yisema, Rebbe, Reisha, the Braisa, Biyamtev. So here we come to the split here. It's the Reisha, the Braisa that says that you're not allowed. The Reisha, the Braisa that says that you, go back to what is the Braisa? Reisha de Braisa Biyamtev is safer b'Shabbos. So the Reisha of the Braisa that says, well, go back to the Braisa. Mani Mas Nisan, Lord of Tanya, Ein Mad Vilnas Akli, Letaroi. You're not allowed to do the Kli. When is that? That's Biyamtev. And when it says, Ve'ein Mas Shikin, that's b'Shabbos. The Kula Mas Nisan, and our Mishnah is going Biyamtev. And that's why our Mishnah says, Our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do what? You're not allowed to do B'tavel Kli.
That's talking about Shabbos.
But that's V'yomtiv.
I'm sorry, V'yomtiv.
But this, that our Mishnah allows you to do Hashoka, is because it's V'yomtiv. So in other words, V'yomtiv is always going to be one step more lenient than Shabbos. So Rebbe, let's go back to Nachmol. So Ibayisim, let's go back home. Ibayisim Rebbe, Ibayisim Rabban, Ibayisim Rebbe. Reish of the Braisa, and the Braisa said every single thing is Osir. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
The Braisa, everything is Osir. No, so when is it Osir? So Reish of the Braisa that says that you now be toivel the Kli you now be toivel, Reish of the Braisa is Biyadiv. Even on Yom Tif you now be toivel the Kli. Even on Yom Tif, certainly you now be toivel the Kli on Shabbos. Right? So that's good. That's in line with our Mishnah. What about the Sefer? The Sefer that says that you're not allowed to do Hashoka. You're not allowed, but our Braisa, our Mishnah says you are allowed to do Hashoka.
Shabbos
Yom
is no different. You can't
toivel. That's Shabbos.
Right, only Shabbos you're
Shabbos
not allowed to.
You're not allowed to do
but
Hashoka.
But Yom Tov you're allowed to.
But Yom Tov you're allowed to. And our Mishnah is going when it's Kula Yom Tov. So we're splitting hairs. We're looking at the
so
Braisa.
So Toivel Kalim, it doesn't make a difference, regardless of Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Right. Kalim is always going to be us no matter what. The chilek is going to be according to Rebbe. We're coming to Fataych Rebbe, even though Rebbe did not say this. All Rebbe said that it's us across the board. All Rebbe said is you're not allowed to be toivel, do anything, not the mayim and not the kelim across the board. We are coming to Fataych, the sheet of Rebbe, that when Rebbe said kelim is also that in Gansen is also. For the mayim is only going to be also on.
So this brisa, the first half is referring to Yom Tov. Second half is referring
right,
to Shabbos.
The first half refers to kelim. Kelim is going to be also
regardless
even,
Shabbos,
even on Yom Tov.
Even on Yom Tov.
Even on Yom Tov. And when it says mayim, the hashoka samayim is going
to
be also
to
Shabbos, only
Shabbos.
Our Mishnah is discussing Yom Tov. Yom Tov. So Mamel, according to Rebbe, Kalim is Osir on Yom Tov, but the Hashoka Smaim is Mutar on Yom Tov. Now, V'boy is same, or we can say that the Braisa.
So you're telling me that this mission comes out according to Rebbe.
Correct, exactly. Our Mishnah go according to Rebbe because we're being Mechadish and Rebbe. You have to say the Gemara is doing a tremendous Chiddush. The Gemara is trying to do a tremendous Chiddush. Ikor Chosim and Asefer is to say that the Braisa, we're going to split the relation of the Braisa discussing Shabbos and the Sefer is discussing Yom Tov. Mechatesa, where do you get to write the Sefer to insert into the Braisa that the Reisha is Shabbos, the Sefer is Yom Tov, and the Mechadish and Shitas Rebbe, that Rebbe is Mechalek between Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's a lot of Chidushim going on here in the Gemara. The Gemara is bending backwards to go and make it work out. Rishol Zev, you hear what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, Vibayisei, my answer number two. Vibayisei, my answer number two is Rabbanon. We're going like the Rabbanon. The Kula Masnisan Bishabas. Go like the Rabbanan.
Bryce is talking about.
The Masnisan. So how does it answer Rabbanan? This is a little bit more tricky. And this is what we need to come on to Rashi. This part is going to be very tricky. But let me first tell you here it says. Before we do the Rashi inside, let me just tell you the Perish. Because I'm not going to explain what I don't say inside. Mishnah Seinu Rabbanan. Now, the Rabbanan, everything is Mutter. The Rabbanan held that you're allowed to do everything in the
Shabbos,
even Shabbos. How could it be that in our Mishnah, it says that on Shabbos Kalim is Osir?
No, the our Mishnah, nobody argues that's talking about only Yom Tov.
No, we didn't say Yom Tov in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Yom Tov, right?
Right.
So therefore, the Rabbanan said that everything is going to be Mutter.
Right.
So Mutter. So let me read over here. Ibai said, "Mishnah Mishnah Rabbanan Nemba Ella Sha'afla Shitasam."
What are you saying now?
I read from the parish. You don't have this.
Oh, okay.
Read it two lines.
Yeah.
Absolutely Shitasam. Cholik Din Shabbos Din Yom Tov. Inyan Hatbala. Uvitchilas Divrei Chacham Shetir Afatzila Divrei Yom Tov. So in the beginning, according to the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan said that it's going to be Mutter, it's only Mutter on Yom Tov. They're only matir to do everything on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos they will not allow Tzvilas Kelim.
But you just said that Masnisan is referring to our Mishnah.
You're right.
Not the Braisa.
Masnisan Shabbos Nemba, and our Mishnah.
It's talking about Shabbos.
Shabbos, which is tremendous, because we're literally going to look at Perek Yom Tov. This is called Perek Yom Tov.
Yeah, I know.
And yet, our Mishnah, Nehemiah, Shal Divrei Chacham, Hutra Bo Hashoka, So
how does that coincide with the Braisa?
So the Braisa, according
to the Rabbanan, he says it's also to Toiva Keli.
No, the Rabbanan says everything is mutter. Rebbe was
no, but I'm now according to the Teretz, he says our mission is according to the
Rabbanan. Our mission is going like the Chachamim, but our mission is discussing Shabbos Kodesh.
So when he says everything is mutter in the Braisa, that's referring to just Yom Tov?
Correct.
It's two different, totally
and look at the name of the parak. The name of the parak is Parak Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And you're telling us that the Mishnah is the Mishnah in Parak Yom Tov is Shabbos.
The second was the bigger chiddush than the first chiddush.
Okay, it's tremendous chiddush. Now that is why there's a massively long Rashi.
So let's
Rashi obviously.
Would you like to learn the Rashi?
Yeah.
That's so.
Obviously, Rashi is not very happy with this, and that's why Rashi has all these gizos. Hocha Garcinon, the Tanya.
One second.
Okay, let's the previous page. The previous page.
He was at the first. Was
the second. The second. The last small. The last small the lines.
Hachi, when this is over.
No, don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. You going to sleep now?
I'm not going to sleep, but I'm not going to do this Rashi.
Why? Let's just try a little bit. If we get stuck, we'll quit. All right. Let's try a little bit.
No, you could do it. I'm listening.
Hachi Garcina, the Tanya ain matil nesakli al gavi meimav letada the ain
mashikin
the kid the brayse. Everything is osur, 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 osur.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein matibul mesakli al gavi meimav v'lahatara ve'ein.
Which Rashi is saying
the
now?
Second, the two lines before it gets wide. The Tanya, two lines before.
The one that has everything in bold, the whole girsa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The Tanya, ein. Everything is osur. Everything is osur. Ein matibul mesakli al gavi meimav v'lahatara ve'ein ve'ein mashrik nesamayim v'chli ev v'lahatara. Diver Rebbe, the chams. Everything is mutter. It's very easy. The Rebbe holds everything is osur, and the Chacham says everything is mutter. The Chacham, Mani. Now, who is our Mishnah? E Rebbe Kasha Hashaka, because our Mishnah says Hashaka is mutter, and Rebbe says it's osur. E Rabban Kasha Hadvola, because our Mishnah says Hadvola is Tzila is osur of the Kli, and the Brai says that it's and the Rabban said it's mutter. Iboy Sem Rebbe, Iboy Sem Rabban, Iboy Sem Rebbe, Masnisim Reisha. So
the
Iboy Sem Rebbe, Masnisim Reisha Biyantif. The Reisha is Biyantif. So everything is motor. And when it, and that's why the Rebbe means the Kli. When it says that the Kli, you can be told the Kli. Only you can be told the Kli on Yantif. And when it says the end of the Braisa that Hashaka is going to be Osir, that's going to be. Masnis and Reisha b'yomtif, so you're not allowed to be tovel the kli on yomtif, even on yomtif, you're not allowed to be tovel the kli, right?
Yeah.
Even according to Rebbe, Rabbeinu Hakodesh, you're not allowed to be tovel the kli even on yomtif. Yomtif by definition is more makel than Shabbos.
Right.
And Rebbe holds that you're not allowed to be tovel the kli itself. Even on Yom Tov, kol shekein on Shabbos.
Right.
Now, what about the Seifa of the Mishnah, or the Braisa, which says that you're that where Rebbe says that you are not allowed.
I thought the Reish and the Seifa is we're focusing on the Braisa now.
Right. The Reish of the Braisa. I didn't say that. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Yeah. We're focusing on the Braisa, and the Braisa says that you're not allowed, according to Rebbe, to be toivel. The Kli.
Yeah.
When are you not allowed to be tovel the Kli? Even on Yom Tov. Kol Shkin on Shabbos.
Correct.
Then it says you're not allowed to do Hashaka. Only on Shabbos you can't do Hashaka.
Correct.
But on Yom Tov, he would let you do Hashaka.
Yeah.
Our Mishnah in Masechta Beitza, Perek Yom Tov, is discussing Yom Tov. Thus, Hashaka is Mutter and Tzvilas Kelim is Osir.
Right.
Perfect. So Masnisa. Now when it says Masnisa, it means the Braisa. Okay, that's what's tricky. Okay, there's Masnisan and Masnisa.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a different girsa than our Gemara. See, Reisha, the Braisa, there's a different girsa. Rashi has a different girsa. But just because they're different girsa, it's the same parish. Do you notice? Look at the second to last line in the Gemara. Reisha de Braisa. The Reisha of the Braisa. Rashi does not use the word Braisa. Rashi used the word Masnisa. with an aleph, not masnison.
Yeah.
And the word masnisa is the, it means a braisa, is the equivalent of a braisa. Got that point? It's an important point. Masnisa means a braisa.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean a masnison with the nun means a mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi has a slightly different girsa. Iboy same rabbi masnisa masnisa reisha biyamtiv same v'shabbes the kula masnison. Okay, masnison the yud and apostrophe biyamtiv. Iboy same rabbana and the kula masnison b'shabbes v'yachi perushai. E rabbi kashya hashaka the rabbi osar masnison tanan mashikin its mutter. E rabbanon kashya hatvola the inhu sharu they permit lahatbil the rabban permit. To do hadbala, umasnisan ketani in matulin. Umishani, reish the masnisa, the reish of the braisa, reisha, the milsa, the rebbe, the ari behadbala, lo oisra, it's forbidden. Ho hashaka sharia, ari beyamtif. The reish where it says that you're not allowed to do betovel the kli, but you are allowed to do hashaka, is yamtif.
Right.
The sefer the milsa the osar af hashok. Oh, see, saying over here, see Shloimi, he's saying different than what I said. You see, he's saying a little bit different. You know, you don't want to pay. You don't want to do this. You know, he's gonna. Let's go weiter.
Okay.
Okay, so it's gonna be very complicated. Go all the nitty gritty. It's gonna be very complicated. Turn up on. Let's go a nice sugya. A nice sugya as our Rabbi Shol Lehman Shlita, Marcus Lehman the second would say. A nice sugya. You're not allowed to be told that there was nitma on Erev Yomtiv. You're not allowed to be told on Bein Hashmoshes. Why not? Why not? Bein Hashmoshes normally would be Rashi.
Bein
Hashmoshes
is Sofik Yomtiv.
The nims are mat will be Yomtiv.
Maybe you have to wait another day for Erev Shemesh.
Are you allowed to move Muksa Bein Hashmoshes? What's the halacha? Are you allowed to be mitalal with Muksa?
No, it says you're allowed to. It says Amir La'akim is Matzah Ben Hashmoshes.
Amir La'akim, you're allowed to go tell a guy to move for you Muksa Ben Hashmoshes. There are a lot of
cool. What does it have to do with this?
There are a lot of
kulas because Muksa itself is a Rabbanan.
Of Bein Hashmoshes.
Yeah.
Bein Hashmoshes only a Sofik.
Tzarech Mitzvah, if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah.
The Takana de Rabbanan. The Takana de Rabbanan, how far did they go? So you would say that the Munir Simchas Yamtiv, the Chazal goes so far to enact that you're not going to be Tevil Kalim Bein Hashmoshes. What are you really doing being Tevil a utensil? You're not doing anything wrong. It's not tikkun mon. It's not.
It looks like
it looks like it's not a real tikkun mon. It's not a physical tikkun mon. It's a spiritual tikkun mon.
As a spiritual, that's right.
It's not.
But then you could ask the same thing about truma. Some didn't take off ma'aser truma.
Same thing, right? So
it seems like it. You're not really repairing.
So you have to. Every halacha has its unique halachas. I don't know the halacha, but everything is unique. What the halacha is ben hashmashes. So here's talking about a klitsh nebe ben every yotiv in madvil nosav ben hashmashes. Rabbi Shimon shazura yoy mer half bechol in madvil nosav im neishet tzach ha'erev shemesh. You're not allowed to do it also Ben Ashmash, even during the week. Why? Because you need Harav Shemesh. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to think that you're going to make a mistake and then you tell the Ben Hashmash. And 5 minutes later, when it gets dark, oh, I'm allowed to use it. No, that's not so
true. Caleb also needs Harav Shemesh. I thought only a person.
No, I know that either. No, I know that either. Let's see Rashi. I didn't know this. Let's see Rashi. A bills of Ben Ashmash, the Ministry of Sadal, I live in the Matal Yamtif, Apachol, La Rashi, Im Anu Roin Adam Hamat Bil Kli Ben Hashmash, Anu Tzlichim Lach Ziroi. We have to go and make him do it again. If a person is doing it right before it gets dark, he probably thinks that he's going to be able to use it tonight.
Right.
And that's not true. He has to have Harav Shemesh.
So you have to wait till the next night, the next evening?
Yeah, I've said that this is for Tumma. There's no such thing. Today we tell you, there are two reasons why you tell him to kill him. None of the gezeres are caused a goy. If you acquire a utensil from a goy,
that's a deraisa. You learn that from Pas Matis.
There's no din harav shemesh on that.
Correct.
The din harav shemesh learned by tumah v'tahara.
And the pshat is because it's transformed from tumah l'tahara. That's nothing to do with tumah, physical tumah.
Right, from a goy to a yid.
Goy to a yid.
There's no din harav shemesh.
If you look in the mafan, it's a deraisa.
There's no din harav shemesh when you tovel kalim from a goy.
Correct.
But when it comes, when it, this that it says see, you need Harav Shemesh, that's when the Kelim are Tame because they came in contact with the dead.
Right.
Or with the Nevela.
Right.
Or with some other type of Tumah. So Amar Rava. So therefore, he said, "Afachol mat vilma is the nation tzarich harav shemesh." V'tana kama.
Yeah.
How come?
Afachol, you can't. Why? Because he might use it right away.
The person will make a mistake and think that he can use it immediately, and he's not allowed to use it immediately.
So when can he toivel then? Never.
During the day when it's vadayoyim. And then he has to wait.
But when he says B'chol, you talk about Ben HaShemashas.
Right, Ben HaShemashas. Because he'll make a mistake and think that Ben HaShemashas.
But during the day, he just wait until that following
right,
night.
Right, until the night, then he can use it. So the Ben HaShemashas, the Tanakama, Loi Bo HaShemash. And what about the Tanakama? So in Echnami, the Tanakama Taka disagrees. Tanakama holds that there's no halacha. And the reason why the Tanakama did not say Af B'chol, Tanakama said that you can do it immediately because they do not need to have Shemesh. Amar Rava. Ashkachtinu l'rabbanon de Beirav. I found the rabbanon of the Beis Medrash. The Yasin the Ka'amri. B'machshavtoi. Statement.
No, beat me.
Zakasha. Oh, I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tosim yoy. Zakasha. Tanakamu does not require Harav Shemesh. Loy boy Harav Shemesh. How could it be?
I'm a rabba.
So the Gemara says, but I'll show you they do require Harav Shemesh. Look at the Maisa. So Maisa Rav.
Even according to Rabban, yeah. I'm a rabba.
Give a rabba. Ashkachtinu Rabban. The Rav the Yasvi Kamer. He b'machshavta in the keres mitach Maisa kumivugi. So everyone agrees. Therefore, the Gemara says you're right.
Hold on a second. You said it too quickly.
So the Gemara says you're right. We made a mistake. Everyone agrees.
Rav says.
Rav is coming to give a new answer. The Rav is now coming to explain the machlekes to the Kama, the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and.
But for one second, he's asking Kachin, which bit me. How do you and the Rabbanu also hold a Harav Shemesh?
It's a double posture, I guess, because the Torah says, Bo HaShemesh V'toher.
So Amar Rav's already at Teretz.
So Rav now is coming saying, you're right, we have a problem. It cannot be because when it says Af B'choil, it does not mean.
Why only Rav Shimon Zur then said, yeah?
Right? We have to make now a new Hezber to explain the Machlei Kisanakama.
Okay.
So Amar Rav, what are they really arguing about? Okay. So he says, Ashkachtinu L'Rabbanan De Beirav, the Yasav Ka'amri, the Machshavta Nikedis Tachmasa.
Who said? The Rabbanan said?
Rav says. Rav 6.
No, no, no.